Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, February 1st, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Iraqi Christians cast their ballots with an eye on a hopeful future. Conflict and disease are the focus of an African summit, and Ethiopian believers plan an international outreach. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news, Iraqi Christians voted this weekend with hope the new government would bring security for them. The results will be known in the next 10 days or so. Open Doors Ministries' Jerry Dykstra explains why so many believers braved threats of insurgent violence to cast their ballots.
Christians need to be represented in the new government, and of course they will be drafting the country's new constitution, and they will be electing a president and two vice presidents in the future. This is also important, and for Christians especially, is they need a voice. They cannot be marginalized any further.
Dykstra says whatever the outcome, their teams are committed to evangelistic ministry.
We are delivering Bibles and a lot of literature for youth. We've opened a Christian bookstore. So our ministry continues there. Of course, we're awaiting the results of what's happened, and that could depend on what our future ministry is there.
Next, Africa Union's leaders are finishing up a two-day summit where they tackle tough issues on conflict and poverty. Rebuilding seems a huge task, but Worldwide Christian School's Dale Dielman says they're trying to help in the war-torn areas like Sudan, Liberia, and Nigeria.
Like any recovery effort, like whether it be from a tsunami or from a civil war, there are always the long-term effects on the infrastructure. And when it comes to infrastructure, of course, schools are part of that.
Dielman explains they're working with indigenous groups who have identified specific areas where they can make a community impact with a small school project.
What we're doing is partnering with them and starting small, either in refurbishing an existing building that was completely gutted by troops or whatever, or starting right from scratch, which is mostly the case in southern Sudan.
The rebuilt schools are known to be Christian, but the governments have often overlooked this, and ministry happens. You're listening to Mission Network News. Africa Quest, an initiative by Global Missions Fellowship, is beginning to see great answers to prayer. It's a plan for leadership and evangelism training with the goal of church planting in Kenya, Ethiopia, Uganda, Rwanda, Tanzania, and Sudan. Global Missions Fellowship's Mike Jorgensen.
God's giving a big vision to the church in Africa. We recently were in Ethiopia working with a denomination there. They have 6,000 churches, and they have challenged each of those churches to plant at least one new church in the next 2 years.
GMF has been invited to equip 300 regional leaders who will then train 30,000 people.
That hopefully will translate into tens of thousands of new believers as well as thousands of new churches. The church in Ethiopia has plans to go across the border, to take the gospel across the border.
Meanwhile, Jesus Film volunteers were one of the first to be on the scene of the tsunami disaster in Thailand. The 250 students and staff from Bangkok saw the need and then longed to return. Last week, they did return. They're helping survivors rebuild, handing out relief supplies, and whenever possible, sharing a message of hope with copies of the Jesus Film in their local language. Jesus Film leaders are praying that they'll have many opportunities to share Christ. And while the Bridge International doesn't work on the Andaman or Nicobar Islands, they're partnering with a group who does. Indian Christian Fellowship is an indigenous group that has 13 churches, a Bible school, and an orphanage with 68 children. But they now have an outreach to tribal people who are unreached with the gospel. The government restricted access to 6 tribal groups, but now they're in refugee camps because of the tsunami. Funding is needed to help them share the gospel as they help physically. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Strategic World Impact is committed to short-term missions to those ravaged by war, persecution, and disasters like the tsunami in Asia. SWI's new DVD, Revolution, is available by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828. Learn how God might use you to redeem tragedy into triumph for the gospel. That's Revolution at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.